Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ziyarati ahli al-khayri wa mujalasatihim wa suhbatihim wa muhabbatihim wa talabati ziyaratihim wa du'a'i minhum wa ziyarati al-mawadhi' al-fadilah. The chapter on visiting the righteous, in other words, visiting the pious people, sitting with them, adopting their company, loving them, inviting them, requesting their du'as, and visiting blessed places. So this chapter deals with something very important, the importance of visiting the pious people, spending time in their company, loving them, inviting them, and also visiting those places that are blessed in Islam. So here we find that this is something that is very important in our deen. People generally overlook this, spending time in the company of the pious, sitting in their majalis, taking benefit from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, they spend time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many things of deen they did with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we still call them Sahaba. Sahaba means companions. In other words, they got the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the companions. So this was the outstanding feature, because the sohbat and companionship is such a thing, is that in whichever circle a person moves, whichever company he keeps, that's the effect that it has upon him. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, that a man is upon the ways of his friends. If you want to know what ways a person is following, all you need to do is just check to see who is his circle of friends. You see the circle of friends and you'll get a good idea of which style this person is following. So this, it has an effect. There's no doubt about it, that the environment that the person is living in, the person is staying in, it affects him. Our Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullahi would say that when you put butter near the fire, then the effect of that fire will definitely be seen on that butter. That butter will melt. It doesn't matter what brand of butter it is, but it will eventually melt. Like that person goes in the rain, he'll get wet because of the effect of that rain. Take a bottle of water or a bottle of cool drink and put it in the fridge for a few hours. If it was warm, after a few hours it will get cold. The effect of that company of that fridge, that sorbet of that fridge, has an effect on that bottle of water. So like that, the effect of the pious is found on the people. So therefore it is very important to spend time. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi in his chapter, we'll just do this first part. He brings this ayat of the Quran where Musa alayhi salat was salam went with his servant to go and visit Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. His servant was Yusha bin Nun, to go visit Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. What had happened was Musa alayhi salat was salam gave a bayan once. And in that bayan he was giving some advices, some islah, some nasihat to his people. And then when he finished the bayan, then one person stood up and asked him, that is there any person that is more knowledgeable than you on earth? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time Allah Ta'ala had made it such that he was, in terms of shariat, understanding the shariat, he was the most knowledgeable. So the answer that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave was correct. Ambi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that they were correct. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala wanted a higher level from them. Even higher level, even though that they were correct. So slightly higher level. So the answer that he gave no. In other words, I am the most knowledgeable person. So that answer he gave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like that answer. Wanted for him to give a higher answer. So yes, Ambi alayhi salatu wasalam were perfect. They were protected. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala wanted a higher level from them. So therefore, what type of answer Allah Ta'ala wanted from him was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, that who is in more intelligent, or who has more knowledge than me, that is in the knowledge of Allah. In other words, is if anybody is more knowledgeable than me, that is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, rather than saying that I am the most knowledgeable person. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like that answer. So he was told, Musa alayhi salam was told, that there is someone else that got certain knowledge that you don't have. That person has more knowledge than you in certain aspects than that person. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made it a point now to go and travel and take all the trouble to go and see who this person is. So the first lesson we learn is taking the trouble of going and sitting in the company of those people that are knowledgeable, those people that have ilm. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he learned about it, immediately he decided that I'm making the safar and I'm going. It was a major distance for him to travel. And he was told that when you reach a point where the two rivers meet, at that point you will meet him and you will see him. So he took the journey with his Sati Yusha bin Nun, and he went, his khadim, and they both went to go and travel. So this is what this incident is referring to. But anyway, the point that is, even Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a point of going and sitting and spending time in the company of this person who has got more knowledge than him. Allah Ta'ala had blessed Khidr alayhi salam with taqwini ilm. Taqwini ilm means ilm of the unseen, what's not apparent. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with, and Allah Ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with tashri'i ilm, with ilm as far as the shariat is concerned. So it was two different knowledges, but he took out the time to go and see what ilm that Allah Ta'ala had blessed this person with. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his young servant, I will not give up until I reach the junction where the two seas, where the two seas meet, even if I have to continue for many years. So Musa alayhi salam is telling his sati that this is the point where we have to go, where the two seas meet. Even if it means traveling for many years, I'm not going to give it up. Showing how much of effort he was prepared to do, to go spend time in the company of those that Allah Ta'ala had blessed with ilm and virtue. So when they reached the junction of the two seas, they forgot their fish and it tunneled away into the sea. So they had carried with them a provision. Allah Ta'ala made this happen such that they had carried with them a provision of a fish to go. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was so determined, so dedicated to go, that he continued moving. So even that provision that they had carried with them, they had forgotten the fish and it tunneled its way into the sea. From the land it tunneled, almost as though it went into the ground, and it tunneled its way and it went into the sea from the point where they had left it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his young servant, bring our food. Without doubt, we have experienced great fatigue on this journey. Now what had happened is, when they passed that point, Allah Ta'ala made it such that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started feeling hungry, started feeling tired. Up till that point, there was no tiredness, there was no fatigue. So ulama explained one point from here, one side, small point from here, is that when a person is out on a mission, and when he is he's determined, then he gets the assistance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. He gets an extra blessing from the side of Allah ta'ala. But here they had passed the point where they were supposed to go. In other words, they went further than that point. Now that fatigue started setting. Now that extra blessing is not found because you passed that point. So therefore, some point that is, when a person is out to achieve his goal, he's getting that extra blessing also. Something good, getting the extra blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, this is just a side point. So when they passed that point, in other words, where they were supposed to go, up till then they had that extra strength. Musa alayhi salam had that extra strength, that extra fervor. So he says, bring our food. Without doubt, we have experienced great fatigue on this journey. He said, did you not see that when we sought shelter by that rock, I forgot the fish. None but shaitan made me forget to mention it. It made its way into the sea in a very, very strange way. Our ustad used to mention, as almost as though one tunnel formed. And the fish went through that tunnel into the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it like that. So if something different out of the ordinary happens, you'll remember that this thing happened. So he remembered, he was supposed to tell Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that this was the point where the seas meet, so they could have met Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam there. But anyway, he forgot. So he says, did you not see that when we sought shelter by the rock, I forgot the fish. None but shaitan made me forget to mention it. It made its way in the sea in a strange way. He said, Musa alayhi salam said, this is exactly what we were seeking. So they retracted their steps. In other words, they went back again. They then found a servant of ours. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, they found a servant of ours to whom we had granted mercy from ourselves and to whom we had imparted our knowledge. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, can I follow you on condition that you teach me some of the special knowledge that you have been taught? This was the part where Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it. He had made that effort to go and meet him. And when he met him, he's telling him, can you teach me some of the knowledge that you have been taught? If a Nabi can do this, what is hard for me and you to take out the time and to sit in the company of those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed with ilm, and Allah Ta'ala has blessed with piety, etc. One ayat he brought here, and restrain yourself with those who call to the sustainer morning and evening seeking his pleasure. Allah Ta'ala is commanding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wasbir nafsaka. This ayat also found in Surah Kaf. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Hold yourself with those who call Allah Ta'ala morning and evening seeking his pleasure. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq and ability that we can spend some time in the company of those that are knowledgeable and those that have piety, etc. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.